Hello, my name is Andrew Gomeson, and it is my privilege to welcome you to this episode of the Speaking for Him podcast. I'm super excited about today's episode because I will be reviewing the movie Wonka, which came out in theaters in December and was released on streaming just a few weeks ago from HBO Max. So I'm very excited to dig into this movie with you. Before I dig into my thoughts, let's listen to the trailer for Wonka.
I've spent the past 7 years traveling the world perfecting my craft. You see, I'm something of a magician, inventor, and chocolate maker. So quiet up and listen down. Nope, scratch that, reverse it.
Mr. Wonka, I can see you're a man of great ingenuity.
What are you doing?
I'm making chocolate, of course. How do you like it? Dark, white, nutty, absolutely insane.
Many people have come here to sell chocolate. They've all been crushed by the chocolate cartel. You can't get a shop without selling chocolate, and you can't sell chocolate without a shop.
No daydreaming.
What are we gonna do, Willy?
Huh?
A double, huh?
Do you have a pencil and paper?
Uh-huh.
I got an idea. I know things haven't been easy for you. They're gonna get better.
You promise?
I pinky promise. That's the most solemn vow there is.
Where do we start?
A good chocolate to Mr. Blue.
Where is this?
It's just weird. What's happening? Oh, that's a chocolate that makes it fly!
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Who's for a hoverjob?
Nothing to see here. Just a small group of people defying the laws of gravity.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Gallery Gourmet, my name is Willy Wonka.
He's good. Too good.
Pretty sure I've gained about 150 pounds in the last 2 weeks.
You could change her life, Mr. Wonka. Change all their lives.
Every good thing in this world started with a dream. So you hold on to yours.
Here we go, Mama.
Mark my words, this is gonna be the greatest chocolate shop the world has ever seen.
So you're the funny little man who's been following me.
I will have you know that I am a perfectly respectable size for an Oompa Loompa.
An Oompa what now?
Allow me to refresh your memory.
Oh, I don't think I want to hear that.
Too late. I've started dancing now. Once we've started, we can't stop.
So the first thing that I want to say is that most of the movies, as you know, that I review on this podcast are expressly Christian. But occasionally there will be a movie that I believe, even though it is not produced as a Christian film, can be very beneficial for us to watch and enjoy. And Wonka is one such movie. The first thing that I noticed about it is that Timothée Chalamet is an awesome choice for Willy Wonka. I will admit, when I first heard about this prequel, I was like, why do we need this? And in an era of prequels and reboots, I thought this is just going to be another one for the heap. Some people will like it, but it won't be that great. But I found myself extremely enjoying this movie from start to finish. I think one of the things that I particularly liked about it was that it had the feel of a classic musical, both in the way it was done visually and from a choreography standpoint, but also from the songs. From the very beginning, Timothée Chalamet showed that he could sing, and the songs are lighthearted and full of hope for the most part, and I just really enjoyed that about this movie, as well as the compelling story. So to give you a brief overview of the film, Willy Wonka has been traveling for 7 years to perfect his chocolate-making ability, and through the course of this film, actually very early on in this film, you get the idea that there's also some magic at play, that he has some supernatural abilities to make chocolate, because you never see him mixing his chocolate in a factory. You just see him working with some ingredients to put together chocolate, and then all of a sudden, this wonderful tasting, amazingly fun chocolate appears in a big jar that he then can either sell or give away. And so there's definitely a magical element. But he comes upon this city where there is a chocolate cartel with Slugworth and two other chocolatiers who are cornering the market on chocolate, and they don't want another chocolatier to be a part of the action. And so they're doing everything they can to stop Willie from opening a shop or from doing chocolate business in the community. And it's really interesting, the decision there, because in the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie, there is a scene where Slugworth supposedly goes to each of the kids that gets a golden ticket and tells them that if they reveal Willy Wonka's secrets, he will give them a huge payout for their family. And so it's a temptation. And then later in the film, you find out that it's not really Slugworth, but an employee of Willy Wonka's posing as Slugworth. So the idea that they put Slugworth in the prequel kind of shows you what Willy Wonka's distaste is for Slugworth, and really works well with this story. And so Willy Wonka comes into town, and he has 12 sovereigns, which I gather from the context of the movie that they're kind of the equivalent of a dollar. I didn't look up the exchange rate, but I think that's what it is. And so he has about a dozen of them coming into town. But over the course of the first few minutes of the movie, he spends or loses them all. And so he's penniless, and he doesn't have anywhere to sleep at night. And then he comes upon Bleacher and his dog. Now, Bleacher works in some capacity for Mrs. Scrubbit, who is one of the villains of the film. And she takes Willy Wonka into her boarding house and laundry. But there's a secret about this boarding house and laundry, and that is that she makes it impossible for you to pay your bill at the boarding house, and so then you have to work in her laundry. And she makes sure that you owe her enough to be paying her forever. Like, it's astronomical amounts of money. Like, I think after one night, Willie supposedly owes her 10,000 sovereigns. Like, it's not going to happen that he's going to be able to pay that off anytime soon. But he invents a laundry machine that the dog can control, and finds a way to harness the dog's energy for the purpose of cleaning laundry. And so that's kind of an exciting, fun little thing. But over the course of the film, you see Willie making attempt after attempt to make chocolates to sell, and he is thwarted several times in the attempt. He's basically told by a police chief that he can't sell chocolates without a shop, but he can't buy a shop without selling chocolates first to pay for it. And so all these adventures center around that. And then he meets this young girl at the boarding house who goes by the name of Noodle and befriends her, and she helps him in his chocolate endeavor along with the other people who are in the boarding house. And so it's a real adventurous romp from beginning to end. The bad guys are constantly trying to thwart him. Finally, they come up with a way to get rid of him altogether by agreeing to free his friends and allow them to get on with their lives if he leaves the island forever. And then they put him on a ship, and he finds out over the course of a few minutes on board that there's actually a bomb on board and that the ship is rigged to blow. And so he jumps into the water, goes back to the town, and rescues Noodle. And long story short, they find out that she is a relative of Slugworth, and he's trying to keep the fortune from her and refuses to acknowledge her as a relative. And he lies to her mom and says that she died when her mom goes to him for help. Well, in the end, Noodle is reunited with her mom, and Willy Wonka finds out that the secret to his mom's chocolate was not any of the ingredients in the chocolate, but was a very important truth about the chocolate. And that leads to our quote of the day. The quote of the day from Wonka's mom in a note that she left him with a single chocolate bar that he keeps with him after he lost his mom says this: the secret is it's not the chocolate that matters, but who you share it with. And so I thought it was really neat that one of the themes of this movie is friendship and being someone who truly appreciates my friends as well as being a friend to others. I really resonated with that message. So I have to say, as we continue to talk about this, that the cast really makes this movie. I didn't write down the full cast because there's a lot of talented people involved in this production, but Timothy Chalamet, if he has not won an award for this film, he should. He was able to take the role of Willy Wonka and do homage to it and make it his own at the same time. I really felt like he was Willy Wonka and not simply trying to be something that he's not. He did a very good job. And then you had Colin O'Brien as 10-year-old Willy Wonka in the flashback sequences, and he also did a really good job. Again, the casting is top-notch. Kayla Lane, she is such a sweet young actress, and her singing was very awesome in the soundtrack of this film. I have to tell you, one of the things that made this film resonate with me so hard is that as soon as I got out of the theater when I watched it the first time, I immediately went to the soundtrack on Apple Music and played it through. And it's not often when I see a film and I immediately want to listen to the soundtrack, but that was the case with the movie Wonka. And so that is just a very good thing when it comes to a musical, when you know you want to listen to the music right away, and when you know you want to listen to it again and again. I've watched Wonka about 3 times, and each time it's been a fun movie to watch. So that's another mark of a really good movie, is knowing that you want to watch it over and over again, and it's still good. And then Keegan-Michael Key as a chocolate-addicted chief of police who is working for the chocolate cartel of those 3 chocolatiers I mentioned earlier. And he was really funny in this role. His role kind of reminded me of the mayor in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, if you had a chance to see that film. That film is predicated on this inventor making a machine that turns weather into food. And so everybody gets all this glorious food that they want. And the mayor gives in to gluttony and just becomes this huge mayor, like literally. And so that was a big part of that film. And then in this case, Keegan-Michael Key as the police chief, he's obsessed with chocolate, and that's how the chocolate cartel keeps him in their good graces, is by continuing to give him chocolate. And so it's just a very interesting, eclectic, very well-rounded cast, and I really enjoyed that. So positive things about this film: friendship is definitely a big, part of the film, and Willy Wonka is a true friend because he sacrifices so much for the people that he comes to care about in this film, especially Noodle, and he really wants what's best for her, and that's ultimately what causes him to leave town and come back, because he wants to be there for her. And then I just think it's really neat how Willy always stays positive, even though there's a lot of bad things that happen to him. He always stays upbeat, and he's always encouraging to the people around him. And he's always working out plans and trying to make things better for the people around him, which is really something that we as believers are called to do. We're called to make life better for those we come in contact with, and to lift each other up. And so I really like that is something that is emphasized in this film. If I were to give a negative to this film, I think really the main negative that I would give it is the chocolate-addicted monks. I'm not sure if I thought that they were a good representation to have on film. They were kind of played for comedy, and yet the priest and the monks are obviously, to a certain extent, representing Christianity. So it's kind of a strange thing to see that type of thing played for comedy. But I think overall I would say that the entire film from start to finish was very well done. And I actually told a friend that my one sentence review was that the film was delightful. And so I really hope that people will watch it, and that they will have a good time talking to their family and friends about the messages of the film. I really think that there are some parts of the original that get downright scary. And so I think that the new movie, Wonka, has some intensity about it, but it never gets to the point of scary, like, for instance, that Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory does when it has Willy Wonka on the boat and spinning around like crazy. And showing all those scary scenes in all those strange colors that happen in the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So I think there's a lot to be said about this film, and I really think that, you know, this idea that Willy Wonka is looking for this massive secret, and then realizing that the secret to life, the good things in life, are actually right there for him to just grasp and take hold of, is such an important message. Sometimes we feel like we're looking for whatever that next big thing is, or whatever the next big treasure is, and God is telling us that he's given us all things richly to enjoy, and that's part of the human experience and part of being in a family, as a nuclear family, and also in a family as the family of God, is knowing that people are our richest treasures. I think that Hugh Grant did a pretty good job as an Oompa Loompa. I know there was some controversy associated with that, because some dwarfs said that they thought that he was taking away a job from potentially a dwarf actor who would have had an amazing opportunity to be an Oompa Loompa in this film, and I get that. But I also think that he added a level of wit to this film that another actor would not have, so I really did like that addition. I think that it's very interesting when you see these criminals because on one hand they're sinister, but on the other hand they're comical. So like I said, there is a level of lightness even in the more intense parts that the original edition of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate League did not have, and certainly the Tim Burton edition lacked. I think the other thing that I really liked about this movie was you got the feeling that, like I said, you were watching a classic theatrical production. And as someone who loves theater, I just really resonated with that. I think it's really interesting how these misfits who are in the laundry and boarding house band together to get out of their situation. And I guess that would be another lesson that I would draw from this film, is how teamwork can really help and can make big things happen. You know, when they make a plan to expose the chocolate cartel, they go through all these details and they work so well together to make it happen. And Willy is leading the charge, despite his disappointments, despite the abject failure of his one chocolate shop. Because to backtrack a little bit, there's a scene in the movie where Willy finally opens up a chocolate shop because, you know, supposedly he's not allowed to sell on the street. He has to have a chocolate shop in order to sell chocolate. And so they finally are able to find a shop for him to open. And it's a really magical sequence where you see him opening the shop. And this is where some of his magic comes through, because you basically just see this candy appear, and it's just really neat, the whole scene and the song that comes out of that. And so but after he opens the shop, then you find out that Slugworth has worked with Mrs. Scrubbit to make sure that Willy Wonka will not succeed by poisoning his chocolate and by ruining his plans to expand the chocolate business. And so I just really liked the way they kind of threw back to the original film in that regard, because it was kind of a similar reveal to the chocolate room in the Gene Wilder classic. And so, again, I thought this film was a really good mixture of classic Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and yet a new take for new viewers. And the story was fresh enough that it captured my attention from the very beginning and did not let go. So, again, just a very well-rounded film, and I hope that those of you out there who have a chance to watch it will give it a chance and will let people know what you think about it. Because I really think it's important for films like this to do well, both in the theaters and also on streaming, so that movie producers actually know that this is the type of thing that we want to see more of. Because I think that sometimes we don't let our voices be heard on that, and then we wonder why there's so much weird entertainment out there. But we do have an opportunity to speak with our wallets when it comes to the entertainment we consume. So we've come to the place in my review where I'm going to share with you my rating for this film. And I am going to give it 4.5 out of 5 stars. There is a little bit of the angst and the behavior of the villains in the film that I do not appreciate from an aesthetic level, but it is clear that they are villains, so that part makes it a little bit better. So I'm going to give it 4.5 out of 5 stars and recommend that you watch Wonka with your family. Well, that's about all I have time for on today's episode of the Speaking for Him podcast. I really hope that you will let me know if you watch this film. Give me your opinion of it, maybe a short review. And if you do it by voicemail with the link that is on the side of my blog at speakingforhim.blogspot.com, that's speaking the number forhim.blogspot.com, I may just be able to share your review on a future podcast with your permission. With that being said, I will simply say, have a great week and keep serving the best of masters.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Your host has been Andrew Gomeson, founder of Speaking for Him. For more information on today's show and to leave us comments and voicemails, visit speakingforhim.blogspot.com. You can find Andrew's ministry at speakingforhim.com. That's speaking, the number four, H-I-M. You can also interact with us at facebook.com/speakingforhim and on Twitter at speakingforhim. And when you look for us on iTunes and Stitcher, let us know what you think of the podcast by leaving a rating and review.